everybody. Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. We're here to be doing our top five series for the month. Each month since the beginning of the year, we've done an episode. This is a bonus episode where we talk about a topic that's relating to some of the Hallmark movies, and we pick five movies that we like. It can be Hallmark. It can be feature films, whatever people want. It's very exciting. And we have two very special guests here to join me in talking about our top five favorite wedding movies. So this is great. And I'm Rachel, and Emma is here.
Hello.
Sam from Hallmark Hubby here as well.
Hello, friends.
Yes. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming on the podcast.
Nice to meet you, by the way, Sam.
Nice Hubby. To meet you, Emma.
Thanks.
Sorry,
it's been a long day.
It has. It's been a long day. In general, do you like wedding movies, or are they not your favorite in the romantic comedy genre? What do you think, Emma?
I usually hate them. Okay, last year you asked me to be on the June weddings recap show, and I said no, I only liked one of the movies. I can't be on it.
Yeah.
Not usually.
I am the same. I have to admit, I typically don't like wedding movies because I hate bridezillas so much. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's the worst trope, because I don't know, I think it's because I'm, 38 and single, and I'm like, I would love nothing more to fall in love and get married. So the fact these people are being selfish and horrible, I just have a hard time having any sympathy for them.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But I don't know, Sam, what do you think about wedding movies typically?
It all depends, actually, on how my wife is staring at me during the movie. It could be, why aren't you as romantic as that guy?
Right.
And so those movies I hate.
Right.
But the ones where, she's like, wow, you're okay.
Yeah.
And I like those movies.
Yeah. And there are some, occasionally some good ones for June weddings on Hallmark Channel. I really like The Country Wedding. I thought long and hard about putting that on my list.
Mm-hmm.
I also really love the Sign Seal Delivered to the Altar. That was excellent.
I thought that'd make it on yours.
It was really close. It was a tough tough cut, I guess, because we're only doing top five. So
that's true.
I really enjoyed that one a lot. So those are probably two of my favorite. Then there's others that are kind of tangentially wedding movies that were on June weddings, but I really enjoyed Love at First Dance, for instance. So there are some good ones on Hallmark Channel. But
oh yeah, I love A Bride for Christmas a lot.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And I know you're not a fan, but I love the Perfect Bride series because I love Nick and Molly's relationship. They have such great chemistry.
I liked the second one.
Yeah, that one was good. It was just a little too much planning, and I don't like wedding planning. I don't like watching that. It stresses me out. But I think my favorite for sure will be One Winter Wedding. When it happens.
So excited for that.
it better happen. I mean, it has to, right?
Yeah. One Winter Proposal was my favorite. It's still my favorite of the year.
Ooh.
I absolutely loved it. So.
No, it was super good. Except really Sean good. And Megan still didn't kiss. And that just really ticked me off.
I was mad about that as well.
They're old enough to kiss. Let them kiss.
I know. Do you have a favorite from Hallmark that is a wedding movie, Sam?
Yeah, it's on my list though, so I don't want to spoil it for you.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Well, I have a ton of honorable mentions. I thought I would just say real quick, I've got Sweet Home Alabama almost made my list, Mamma Mia, Mariel's Wedding, Peggy Sue Got Married, Philadelphia Story, Four Weddings and a Funeral. Are all honorable mentions on my list.
Okay.
Seven Brides for Seven Brothers is another one I really like.
That's a great movie.
Yeah. And we did a episode with just Amber and I last year where we talked about two of the ones on my list. I debated. I'm like, should I pick different ones since I've already talked about those ones on the podcast? But I just really enjoy them. And And then she had Philadelphia Story on her list, and I think some Righteous Seven Brothers, but I can't remember. But anyway, so we I'll put a link down to that one if you want to listen to that episode. But it, you know, it's a, it was a lot of fun. And so today we are talking top five, and I will start. So my number five is from the world of animation, because animation is my favorite. Okay. And I have Corpse Bride at number five because I love the stop motion animation. I think it's so beautiful. I really like that both of the bride characters are actually like really sympathetic and you feel for them. And I think that Victor actually has chemistry with both women, oddly enough, somehow. And I love Victor's solo that he does on the piano. I think it's really beautiful. And Danny Elfman's music is so wonderful, as it always is. And I don't think it's quite as good as Nightmare Before Christmas. It's just not, I don't know, it's hard because that one's just so groundbreaking. But I love stop motion animation. And between the music and the, you know, the color palette and the, you know, I love like the Remains of the Day number is so much fun. And I just love all the voice acting. It's great. So that's my number five, Corpse Bride.
I have never seen that.
You should check it out.
I haven't either.
Oh, well, good. It's definitely worth checking out. It's not that long. You know, stop motion usually aren't that long. And I think it's delightful with a nice heart to it. So, and well,
I trust you.
Yeah, I wish that Tim Burton would get back to doing animation, because in my opinion, his best films by a long shot of the last, you know, 20 years have been his animated, with Corpse Bride and Frankenweenie, I think are way better than his other movies.
Sorry, Frankenweenie. You'll see by my number five pick why I think that's funny.
Oh, okay.
I'm just immature, I guess.
But I love Frankenweenie. It's so charming. But yeah, most of his live action has been awful, in my opinion, in last while. So that's just me. But I love Corpse Bride. So, Emma, what is your number five?
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Well, my number five, I let my 13-year-old self have a pick, and it is Meet the Parents.
Oh!
I will tell you, when I was like a lower age teenager, this was like the funniest movie that of all time, because the main character, Greg's last name, is one letter away from a cuss word. So, and his last name, I feel like I shouldn't say it, but it's F-O-C-K-E-R. So anytime I would say his name, I felt like I was getting away with something. Sorry, this is a Hallmark podcast.
That sounds like my dad loves the fake cussing joke. He thinks it's the funniest thing to ever exist. Like, we had this gas station by our house growing up called Sheets. And time for like 10 years, we drive by it, my dad would be like, oh, Sheets. And he would laugh. And
laugh. Oh, that is so funny. I love that.
Oh my gosh. It never grew old.
He Yeah, that's like a me and my dad type of joke, totally. So yeah. I get it. But I love that it's, of course, a wedding movie, not super about a wedding. And just all of the cat stuff just really got to me as a kid. I rewatched it with my husband the other night, and it's not as funny as it was the first 15 times I saw it. But it has this warm spot in my heart. And yeah. It's just a different approach to a wedding movie, because it's not about the couple getting married, but surviving someone in your significant other's family getting married. And it's a good way to meet like the parents and to see how the family dynamics and everything. And it's just a fun movie. It's inappropriate, but it's fun.
Especially the Owen Wilson character is hilarious. That's the best part of the movie.
Yeah. Like, why are you a carpenter? Oh, just to be like JC. Jesus Christ. And then Jack is like, Greg's Jewish.
Yeah.
It's just so great.
Yeah.
I think this movie is groundbreaking, because I don't think men get made fun of for being nurses anymore. Like, I don't think people think that's a funny thing like they did around this time. So I'm going to say that this made people more accepting of male nurses. Possibly.
You know, it's interesting, because there's different kinds of comedies. There's comedies where they try to do bits and jokes and, and, you know, sort of more satire kind of a thing. And then there's comedies that just make you feel really awkward and really uncomfortable. And that's totally Meet the Parents is a totally awkward, like, you're just, I remember just watching and being like, I'm so uncomfortable right now.
I know. I covered my face so many times when I was rewatching this, especially when Jack read his poem about his mother, and it's just a horrible poem, and it's just, ooh. But yes, that was my number 5 pick, Meet the Parents.
That's a really good pick. I support
Thank
it.
Thank you.
I haven't seen that in a long time, but yeah, I just remember just like squirming in my seat. The sequels are all terrible, in my opinion. They're not good.
Oh, yeah.
So don't watch those.
No.
But Sam, what is your number 5?
My number 5 is Serendipity. So it's funny, because the two main stars only share the screen for like 5 or 10 minutes throughout the entire movie. But I really enjoyed it. You know, they meet one day, fall in love, and they put it out in the, is it the ether? Is that what you say? They put it out. You know, to
in the world
that they'll come back together. Yeah.
Is there a wedding in that movie?
Doesn't happen. So both of them are engaged, and they're days away from their wedding.
Oh.
And so my favorite character in that is actually Jeremy Piven's character, because he's so rooting for them to get back together, and it's a fun movie. I don't want to ruin it to let you know if they get back together or not, but. I don't really know what to say. I just like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have really nice chemistry between Kate Beckinsale and John Cusack, I think, which makes it more tolerable, because sometimes those like tempting fate kind of stories can be like really not great.
Yeah.
But I think because they're so likable, it helps a lot.
Yeah, and that's the best part, is that they're only together on the screen like for maybe 10 minutes of the whole movie. It's about each of their searches trying to find each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really enjoyable.
Yeah. It's kind of like, reminds me of on How I Met Your Mother, the whole Ashley Williams character. She kind of does the same stunt kind of thing, and you're just like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? It's not romantic. It's stupid. Get each other's number. What's wrong with you? I don't know. But have you seen that one, Emma?
I haven't seen it in ages, and now I don't remember how it ends. I'm hoping it ends happy. Yeah. But yeah, I just remember thinking, oh, they're seconds away from each other. Oh, she just walked around the corner and he walked. So I was like, ah. So I haven't seen that in ages. I need to do a rewatch. I'm just writing stuff down over here, taking notes.
It's kind of, It's kind of like Sleepless in Seattle a little bit in that way.
Which I haven't seen.
You've never seen it?
I know. What? I'll write that down too.
But have a box of tissues because it's a little bit of a crier. Okay. Yeah.
I love to cry.
Isn't she spying on him in Sleepless in Seattle though?
Yes. She's spying on him. But
oh my.
She goes out to just make sure he's, because she's heard him on the radio, and she kind of goes out there to just make sure he's not like a total weirdo. But she's going to introduce herself, but then she sees he has this other girlfriend. Anyway, I don't want to give too many spoilers away.
Yeah, you better not.
But it's a really good movie, I think. I like it at least. And the writing's really, really good. And you have, but it's similar in the sense that they don't spend a ton of time together on screen together as a couple in both movies. So, but the chemistry is just there. And so interesting choice. I would not have thought of that.
No.
Either of those actually. But yeah. okay. Well, my number four is My Best Friend's Wedding. Because I think that My Best Friend's Wedding is such a bold movie. I mean, making Julia Roberts your heroine, the not get the guy in the end was kind of shocking. And I know some people even struggled with that with the movie, but I think it really works because it wouldn't have been right because she's not actually a likable character. Like she is very selfish and very and it was just nice for once in a movie with this kind of plot for that selfishness to kind of be called out and for her to learn. And I you know, I love Rupert Everett. He's so great as a poppish guy. I love I'm not a Cameron Diaz fan in general, but I think that she's really good and you do feel for her by the end. And you know, Dermot Mulroney's kind of a putz in it, but
I agree.
Yeah, it's kind of butts. But I don't know. I just really like her character growth, and I just think it's very unique. And you know, you gotta love the Say a Little Prayer sequence. It's super fun, and
that's one of my all-time favorite scenes in a movie.
Yeah, it's so good, and it's just a really, I think it's a really well-written, different romantic comedy. So I like it.
I watched it as a kid and I remember being shocked.
Yeah, it is shocking.
And I haven't seen it since then. Well, maybe not a kid. Well, you know what? I don't even know. My parents are pretty, like, not very strict. So,
but I was thinking about it a lot with From Friend to Fiance. Because it's kind of a similar type story mixed in with sort of a Mean Girls element. And I liked From Friend to Fiance, but I just think it was such a bold move to make your lead heroine kind of the villain. Number four.
My number four pick is the one that I keep trying to convince myself is a wedding movie.
Ah.
And my number four came down to two Lindsay Lohan movies. And Freaky Friday got booted, and I chose the 1998 version of The Parent Trap. It begins with a wedding, it ends with a wedding, the mom's a wedding dress designer. They're trying to get their parents back together, and there's an engagement. Please tell me it's a wedding movie. Please.
I think the original is actually more of a wedding movie, but I'll give it you. We're...
My mom said it. Yeah, my mom said it was so, but she was the one telling me to do the original Parent Trap. I'm like, I love that one, but the 1998 one has my heart because I genuinely care about the parents' relationship. I understand, okay, that they don't make great decisions. I just don't.
Well, I mean, the whole, and this is a movie that I adore. I love it.
Yeah.
The whole concept of just splitting up your children and be like, each of us going to take one, like, is bizarre.
So I never have to see you again.
It's ridiculous.
Selfish.
Like, that's the worst thing ever. But it works as a conceit for the movie. But in real life, if that actually happened, you'd be like a terrible person. Like,
oh yeah, but it did make me wish I had a secret twin when I was a kid. Yeah. Just bonkers. But like, I don't know, the final scene, I caught it on TV the other day, and I saw when Nick and Hallie surprise Elizabeth and Annie, and my heart genuinely stopped. Because something about the way Dennis Quaid can look at a woman that he's like playing opposite of, I was like, oh my gosh, this is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. And then young Lindsay Lohan put her hand over her heart, and that's the exact same thing I was doing. And I'm like, this movie is a lot of greatness.
It's so good. And you also get the cuteness of the... You also get the cuteness of the butler and the nanny falling in love.
Yeah, that's what you're going to say. Yes.
Also, I totally relate to this movie because if I ever date someone with kids, those kids could submarine me so quickly because I do not like and I do not. And I can't remember which one, if this one or the original one, where she's just like, get me out of this stinking fresh air. That's like me. You're like, get me out of this fresh air. This might be somebody's idea of fun, but it's not mine. That's me. And I don't like I don't like wild animals or, I mean, mm-mm. A bear. I would die. I would freak out. And all of that stuff. Like, so I don't know. It rings true to me. I have a lot of sympathy for Meredith and Vicky.
Yeah, I have a magnet on my fridge that it says, I love not camping.
Yeah.
So I understand.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was my number four. Thank you for accepting it. Yeah. I feel strongly about it.
No, I really like both. I think it's one of the most successful remakes of, I don't know, of ever. I just think it's really well done. And I think it's Nancy Meyers' best movie, in my opinion.
Ooh.
I know a lot of people love her movies, but she's not my favorite. But I think that one is genuinely really good. But
what's another one of her movies?
She did The Holiday, and she did The Intern, and she did What Women Want, which I hate.
I haven't seen that.
It's terrible. In my opinion.
Okay.
She did a bunch she does a bunch of rom-coms, but I don't know, a lot of people lump her in with Nora Ephron, and I think she is nothing close to Nora Ephron. Not even close. Okay. That's just my opinion. But but Sam, what is your number four?
So number four for me is The Wedding Planner with Matthew McConaughey and Jennifer Lopez. And there's three reasons why. So you guys know what the movie is, where she's a wedding planner and everybody thinks she lives this glorious romantic life, and you see her at home and she's trying to perfectly fold her clothes because she's alone and sad and always having frozen meals for dinner, and it's kind of depressing. But so whenever they first meet in this movie, her Gucci shoe is stuck in a manhole cover, and Matthew McConaughey comes and saves her and saves the shoe before she gets hit by this rolling dumpster. And there's a line where she goes, "You saved my shoe." And my family repeats that practically every day. And that's a funny scene. And then there's a scene where the little boy in me just laughs and laughs. It's where they break a statue and a certain part of this male statue breaks off.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And so they try gluing it back on before the security guard catches him.
Yeah.
And he glues it to his hand. See, Emma, you're not the only immature one.
Yay! Still laughing about it.
And I've laughed and laughed and laughed about that. And the last reason I love that movie. Oh, go ahead.
No, I should say this movie, there was a long string of terrible Matthew McConaughey movies, but this one gets away with a lot of ridiculous stuff just because they are just so charming. And but it requires you to believe that Jennifer Lopez would have nobody that's interested in her, and she'd spend her days playing Scrabble with a bunch of old people.
Yes, exactly.
That's a stretch there, but anyway, it's a pretty fun.
And the last reason I love this movie is because he's a doctor, and whenever he buys M&Ms, he only eats the brown M&Ms because it's the closest color to chocolate, so he throws away all the other colors. Well, my wife took that scene to heart, and so to this day, she'll only eat the brown M&Ms or peanut M&Ms, which means I get the rest. And so I owe this movie a lot for
M&Ms. All those wasted M&Ms. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. The funny part is that they're in this park and they're just tossing it over their shoulders. Who knows who's behind them getting hit in the eye with these M&Ms?
Littering.
They don't show that part, but
he's littering all over the place.
Yeah, we're giving birds diabetes. That's great.
Yeah, I like that one well enough. I think I'm trying to think my favorite J-Lo perform rom-com. It's up there. I like Made in Manhattan quite a bit. I think that one's really sweet. But they all require you to believe. I mean, all of these movies do. These beautiful actresses,
right?
Yeah.
Sure, right. but yeah, that one. I like that one. Oh, do you have a favorite J Lo movie, Emma?
I was Googling J Lo movies.
Trying to think. Please don't say Geely, right?
No, I've never seen that, but I know it's supposed to be horrible. Enough messed me up, scared the crap out of me. But I don't know if I really know any of these.
There's a lot of terrible ones. Don't watch The Breakup Plan. It is so bad. I hate it so much. I mean, Alex O'Loughlin is hunky as heck, but other than that, there's nothing good about that movie. I hated that one. But yeah, I think Jersey Girl is kind of cute. It's more of a Ben Affleck movie.
Okay. But
I think it's kind of cute. But anyway.
Well, I guess I don't have a favorite one.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's a good pick. My number three is just from last year. I have Crazy Rich Asians as my number three.
Ooh.
Because this movie was just about perfect as far as a romantic comedy, in my opinion. I think that they did such a good job of giving character motivation to almost every single character. There were a few that were there just for laughs, but particularly I think the mother character, his mother, could have been just a one note kind of shrew that just hates everybody and whatever. We've seen that a million times, but they do a really good job, maybe because it was based on a novel, which is a good novel. Mm-hmm. They had a little bit more to her character because her motivations make sense. The reason why she's against Rachel joining the family is because she knows what she had to sacrifice in the name of family. And she doesn't think this independent American is going to be able to make those sacrifices, is going to be able to handle it. So it makes sense, given her life and her choices, that she wouldn't just be some hateful person who hates the new bride, like you see sometimes. She's very well written, I think. And the wedding is it's got to be up there in one of the great weddings in movie history. I mean, it is so cool. And it's really funny. I think Awkwafina is so hilarious in it. And I hadn't been a big fan of hers, but she won me over in this. She was so funny. And Henry Golding is the most hunky man I've ever seen in my life. So beautiful. I think he should be the next James Bond. He was great. And I don't know, I just really, really enjoyed it a lot. Did either of you get to see that?
Not yet, and my friend told me to put this on my list, and I said, Rachel will have this on her list. Because I want to see it so badly. Mm-hmm. I just haven't had a chance to yet.
I know Amber really loved it, too. We actually went together to the screening to see it. Yeah, it was really fun. Did you see it, Sam?
I started it, but I haven't finished it. I got to the part where they show up to the party, and like that's when like she first initially realizes that he's super loaded.
Oh, so you barely started.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what happens when you start at like 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, yeah.
You realize, you know, I'm in my 40s now. I need to go to sleep. And
I understand. Very good. Well, Emma, what do you have at number three?
My number three was one of your honorable mentions. It is Sweet Home Alabama. Yeah. Love it so much. It's so quotable. And mm-hmm. both of the guys are great, which I think is really interesting. And a lot of these movies don't do that. Because mm-hmm. I really like Patrick Dempsey's character. They just weren't right for each other.
Yeah.
And it's okay. I don't know. I just didn't feel like the city was better or the country was better.
Yeah.
I just really enjoy this movie. And just like a lot of the characters are wacky and weird, but everyone's really likable and it's grounded by a pretty believable, relatable story. So it just wasn't like over the top because of the characters. I just really enjoy mm-hmm. it. I don't have like a lot of huge reasons, but I'll just always watch it and be really happy
yeah.
that I'm watching it.
It's so good. It really almost made my list. There are so many moments in that movie where the director is knows how to direct a movie to please women, because he mm-hmm. will just hold the camera, he or she, I don't know who directed it, will hold the camera on Josh Lucas's face for like mm-hmm. ridiculous amounts of time. You're just like, oh my gosh, it's so dreamy. It'll like pan up his whole body and then just like hold it right there and he's smiling. Yes. It's so good.
And I just like that, like, Melanie like is allowed to not be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of main characters, I guess I'm used to watching a lot of Hallmark movies, and a lot of the female leads are pretty perfect, cheerful people. And it's just, I feel like it's a risk that pays off to have her more rounded.
Yeah, she is, because she's pretty judgmental, particularly of her parents.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And she, you could never do what they do with her basically outing her friend.
Oh,
that would never
fly today. Okay, that makes me so mad. I was just thinking, yeah, she outed somebody and that is, oh. Yeah,
that would never fly today, and it shouldn't.
No, 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 no.
but yeah, it's I really like it too. Have you seen that one, Sam?
The Sweet Home Alabama. That's one of those movies where my wife is just staring at me whenever she gets walked through the back door of the jewelry shop, and there's like 30 people standing around at the counters, and he's like, "Pick one," and she's just staring at me like, "What the heck, man?" So that's why I didn't make my list.
You should tell her. He doesn't even get the girl. Why should I?
Right?
Like, that's true.
Yeah, that's right.
I think I would
but
be.
Then she'll say,
go ahead.
Sorry, but then she'd just say, well, how come you can't learn to fly?
Oh my God.
I just can't win in that movie.
It's dangerous.
Yeah. That's funny.
But I care about your welfare.
Yeah. But I would not want my husband to have spent that much money on a wedding engagement ring for me.
Yeah.
That would have made me really mad, but I don't know.
Well, I guess you could go into the Tiffany's and pick like.
That's true. That would have been my fault if I would have picked the expensive one. Never mind.
Yeah.
But it's Tiffany's. It's going to be expensive.
You pick like the gold band at Tiffany's and they're all just kind of like, what? Why did we open this?
My parents got their gold matching gold bands at Tiffany's.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. Probably at that same store too in New York. Oh.
Yeah. That's really cute. My parents just have gold bands too. Nothing, mm-hmm. nothing fancy. So there you go. And they've been married, 42 years, my parents.
Oh, that's so awesome.
So it's pretty cool. All right. So Sam, what is your number three?
So number three is my Hallmark movie. It's Marrying Father Christmas.
Oh.
And yeah. And this is why. It's all because of one scene. I mean, I'm happy for Aaron Krakow's character because she has no family, but she ends up meeting an uncle. So that's good. But whenever Ian, Neil Mader, is at the altar and he's saying his vows, and he's like actually breaking up and starting to cry, that mm-hmm. That touched my heart, and that instantly, you know, it made me tear up. And so, well, heck, if you're gonna make me tear up, that's gonna make my top five list.
Definitely. Oh
yeah,
I need to watch that scene because I never got into all of those movies, so now I feel like I have to see it.
It is a good
wedding. It made you cry.
I'm not a big fan of that franchise, but the wedding was very sweet. I will give it that for sure.
Yeah.
Al Mader is the best.
To me, it's one of the better Hallmark. Yeah, it's one of the better Hallmark weddings I've seen.
He totally won me over in this last Christmas on Lifetime. He was in Christmas Pen Pals, and he was the best in that movie. I absolutely loved that movie, and it's not a wedding movie, too. But my favorite Hallmark wedding movie, I mean, I know I already mentioned too that I really like, but I also, I love Wedding Bells with Kevin Smith and Danica McKellar.
Oh yeah, that's good.
I love that one. Yeah, because they actually, break up and like deal with mm-hmm. some loss, and then when they actually get together, it's like all the more meaningful. And mm-hmm. and Danica McKellar is just the best at that. Like, the tears are coming. there's like the slow yeah. cry, or you're
really
just like,
is.
Oh no. She's so good at it. She's great in that. And they have really good chemistry, I think. And I just love too, because he's this chef, and of course, and he, I just, one of my favorite lines in all of Hallmark history is when she's eating some like thing with egg and like pickles or something. I don't know. And she's like, eggs, pickles, two things I like, not together. Separately. She's like, two things I like. Separately. That was so funny. Two things I like separately. But anyway, that's, you know, that I'm sure that will be it. Caroline will be your best friend, our co-host Caroline, because she loves those movies and Aaron Krakow.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. So for my number two, I have Father of the Bride. I like both of them, but I actually think it's another one where I might like the remake a little bit more. I think that all the scenes where Steve Martin, because he's kind of the worst in it, he's like, all the characters are kind of frustrating when you think about it, but I just love the scenes like where he's watching his kids play basketball and or talking, and he just like holds his hand to his heart, and he just has such like a big heart that I think it makes up for all the selfishness and it has one of the funniest scenes in all of moviedom to me, when he is flipping out over the hot dogs. I think it's one of the only scenes in a movie that I have like memorized, because I think it's so funny. He's like, sir, what are you doing? I'll tell you what I'm doing. I want to buy 8 hot dogs and 8 hot dog buns. But nobody sells 8 hot dog buns. They only sell 12. So I'm simply removing the superfluous buns. And he's like, sorry, sir. You'll still have to pay for all 12 buns. And he's like, yeah. You want to know why? Because some big shot over at the bun company, some big shot at the Wiener company, decided to rip off the American public. I don't know. I think that scene is hilarious. And I love Martin Short. He's a lot. He's ridiculous, of course, but it makes me laugh. I think he's funny. Franck. a kike of this magnitude is very reasonably priced. I don't know. A kike? His crazy accent. I don't even know what he's trying to be, but it's hilarious. I don't know. That's why I think it works, though, is because at the end it has a ton of heart. And I do think that Diane Keaton and Steve Martin have a real nice chemistry together. And, you know, Kimberly Williams Paisley is delightful. And and also one really funny thing about the movie is that she flips out, goes Bridezilla over this gift that he gives her of a blender. We were just dying laughing, because my dad is a terrible present giver and opener. He's the worst. That is not his love language at all. And and he had gotten my mom that same blender like the month before. So we were all like, oh, Dad, you're terrible. Well, look at your demeaning gift. And we're laughing. And the wedding is totally ridiculous and totally out of control, and and that makes it funny. Like when they're getting swans, and I don't know, like that. Like, what's going on? And the original has.
I wrote it down.
Yeah, the original has Spencer Tracy and Elizabeth Taylor, and it's charming.
I love Spencer Tracy.
Yeah, It's charming, but it's not quite as over the top. So some mm-hmm. people might like it better because it's not as over the top. But I don't know. I just really like the over the top of the new one of Franck and I think it's Franck and is guys like I don't know if it's Franck and Honk or it's something like that. It's ridiculous. It's hilarious. He's like, my first car didn't cost $1,200. That's a very reasonable price for a cake of this magnitude.
Oh, I can't imagine paying that much for a cake.
Yeah.
Because my number two movie is I Love You, Man.
Oh, I haven't seen this one.
What?
No, I know.
You have
talk.
Hallmark, have you seen this?
No, I have not.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. This is just really upsetting because this movie is very R-rated. Okay. But it has Paul Rudd in it, and he is amazing. If anyone knows anything bad about Paul Rudd, don't tell me because I think he's so delightful, and I think he's a genuinely good guy, in my head at least. But he is newly engaged, and he's starting to realize that he doesn't have any guy friends. So what he does is try to find himself a best man. So he goes on these man dates to try to make male friends. And that's what the whole movie's about. And he meets Sydney Fife, who's played by Jason Segel, who is a nutcase, but I always find him really hilarious. He's in How I Met Your Mother, right, Rachel?
Yes, he is. He plays Marshall on Harry
Potter.
Okay,
I've never seen that show, which
don't.
From the ending, I'm not going to. I've heard you talk about the ending. I'm not
going to. Don't watch it. And it's all a lie.
I won't watch it, but Rashida Jones is also in it. That's Paul Rudd's fiance, and Andy Samberg is in it. And if you know me, I am a huge Lonely Island SNL digital short type of person. Love Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Andy Samberg's the best, so that's my type of humor. But also Lou Ferrigno is in this movie for some reason, and my husband loves that. A big part of this movie is I love watching it with my husband. He doesn't laugh out loud at stuff very often, but this movie makes him crack up, primarily because someone gets thrown up on. Oh, no. And I'm just like sitting there watching him laugh like a 12-year-old boy at someone getting thrown up on, and it's just somehow romantic. But it's just, it's toilet humor, it's rude, it's goofy, but there's a lot of heart in it because it's someone who he's always been a girlfriend guy and he's always given his all to relationships and him like finding guy friends and knowing that's okay. And it's just, it's really sweet, but it's also hilarious and I love it. And you guys need to watch it. And I'm sorry if you guys think it's too rude.
Wait, I think I have seen this. He's going on, he's trying to meet somebody so they could be his best man, right?
Correct.
Okay, I have seen that.
Okay, slap in the base, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I have seen it.
Yeah. I'm scared.
Yeah, I can't talk about it.
I just love Paul Rudd so much.
Oh, good. I'm glad you do, too.
Yes. Ever since Clueless, he won my heart. And he's always had my heart ever since. I even Ant-Man. I love Ant-Man. I think he's great. And so I'll have to catch up on this one for sure because it's the best. So
you guys are wondering if Paul Rudd is a good guy. So he's from my hometown, Kansas City.
Oh, and, really?
Okay.
Over last weekend, he always brings all of his celebrity buddies to Kansas City and they do a celebrity softball tournament and stuff and they go around and huge fundraisers, and him and his buddies made $2.5 million to give it to a children's hospital in Kansas City. So when you wonder if he's a good guy, he's a great guy.
Thank you so much for telling me that.
That is very good news. That is good to hear. Plus he has the elixir for Forever Youth, I'm convinced.
Oh my gosh,
he looks exactly the same as he did in Clueless. Like, unreal.
And he's 50.
I know.
He looks the same.
He looks exactly the same. It's nuts. So, yeah, he's somebody that it's good that that's good to hear because he is just so charming. I I've always just thought he was the best. So that's good. Sam, so what is your number two?
So my number two, I've talked about it before because it's one of my all-time favorites, but it's The Philadelphia Story, which you guys have mentioned it a couple of times. I dislike the chemistry of all three of them, Cary Grant, Katharine Hepburn, and Jimmy Stewart. Like, all three of them are just hilarious, and they act well together. And that's back in a time period where the actors, you know, they try to crack each other up, but they can't laugh because they get in trouble because the film is so expensive to have to cut and all that kind of stuff. So you can, like, see them smirking and stuff like that. It's just a wonderful movie. And Jimmy Stewart plays a scene where he's drunk and he's, like, hiccuping, and Cary Grant has no idea that it's coming. You can see him fighting off laughter. And okay, but I will say, if you guys watch it, so, like, at the very beginning, Cary Grant and Katharine Hepburn are fighting. They're, like, married at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And, like, he puts his hand on her head and, like, shoves her down to the ground. So, you know, and she's snapping his golf clubs over his legs. So there's a lot of stuff in that movie that wouldn't be really acceptable nowadays. Like, towards the end, she's like, yes, I'll cook and I'll clean and I'll do everything you need me to.
Right.
Stuff like that. So there's a lot of stuff that's really not socially acceptable right now, but overall, it's still a great movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I really enjoy it too. And I also like the musical version of it with called High Society, with Grace Kelly and Frank Sinatra. Bing Crosby is in it. That one's really charming too. Yeah, it's a true story. Wow. Yeah, it's a musical.
What's that called?
High Society. It's really fun.
Down too.
but yeah, I agree. I mean, you can't, this is the dream cast. You can have a greater cast than this. And they all just have great chemistry together. And it's...
I think Jimmy Stewart won an Oscar in it.
I think so. Yeah, I think so. And so it's a really good movie. I definitely, I think it's Amber's favorite movie, if I'm not mistaken. So it's one of her favorites for sure. But I really enjoy it too. It's really good. And it was on my honorable mentions.
Yes.
All right. Good choice. Okay. My number one pick is another movie that I have, like, so much of it memorized. It's really ridiculous. And it's a movie that I absolutely love, is My Big Fat Greek Wedding. It's my number one. I absolutely love this movie. I think it is so funny. And I actually just love the way that they're so in love and they care about their family so much. They're just like, whatever. Like, we're going to get married. Like, I'll go through all these ridiculous rituals. I'll wear whatever stupid dress you want me to wear. I'll have these horrible invitations. And I guess some people would be like, oh, that's sad, you don't get the wedding you want. But they did get the wedding they want, because all they care about is getting married and being with their family, which is all I would care about. And so I definitely relate to all of that. And just they have such great chemistry, and it is so hilarious. I just love all the gags really work for me. I love, you know, her father asking, like, kimono is a Greek word, you know, stuff like that. It's ridiculous. And, you know, his obsession with Windex. And and I have on my Wagner side, they're all pretty loud and opinionated. But, and I love them for that. But I just relate to, you know, when his parents come to visit and they got the bundt cake. She's like, oh, she brought a bundt. Like, what? And I don't know, they got, like, a goat in their front yard and stuff like that. And then her aunt telling them about her twin. That was hilarious. Yes, inside the lump was my twin. You know, that's so funny to me. And I think her mom is hilarious. Eleni Kazan can do no wrong in my book. And I think it actually does have a lot of heart, and it's really sweet. And there's tons of kissing, which of course I'm a fan of. And you know, I don't know. I just love it. I think it's great. So
it's such a good movie. I really love that one. I didn't have time to rewatch that one, or else it probably would have made the list.
And the sequel was everybody else, it was the same, came out the same weekend as Batman v Superman, and everybody else was like super upset about Batman v Superman, and I was just like, they made a terrible Greek wedding movie. I was so mad.
Oh, was it bad?
Yeah, the sequel was awful. I hated it.
Oh, no.
I know. Just pretend it doesn't exist. Because everything about it was bad. The acting was bad. Mm. And, like, the thing about My Big Fat Greek Wedding is that it makes sense that people go over the top for a wedding, because that's just, like, weddings it makes sense for. The stuff that they went over the top with in the sequel didn't make sense. Like, you'd have the entire family coming out for, like, the young girl's job fair at her school. Like, that doesn't make sense. That's what's not funny. Like, the things that are funny is you take ordinary life and you up it a little bit or a lot, and that's funny, right? But if you just if it's just like, if there's no sort of sense of grounding at all, then it's not funny and it's just kind of grating. And I really disliked this sequel. It was just I don't know, it was a big bummer. But the first one is just the best. I absolutely love
it. Great.
Yeah. So that's my number one. I think it'll always be my number one. And and it was like the little movie that could. It just kept making money and money and money and money and money. But Emma, what do you have in number one?
My number one is one of my all-time favorite movies. And the only Hallmark compatible thing is that the main character is a baker. It is Bridesmaids.
Oh.
Have you guys seen Bridesmaids?
Yes.
I love it so much. It is, like, without a doubt, the hardest I have ever laughed in a movie theater. I was losing my mind, and I rewatched it on Friday, and I think I still laughed just as hard. I own this one. I love it so much, and thankfully my husband was cracking up alongside me. But I don't think there's anything wrong with this movie at all. It's like, it's a rom-com, but it's like raw and kind of realistic, and it's super sad, like how the main character Annie has like hit rock bottom and just keeps getting worse and worse, and there's like real depression that we see. But it's also like one of the funniest movies ever, in my opinion. But I mean, I just find the movie extremely relatable. Not that I've ever pooped in a wedding dress. In the middle of a road. It's just like, I understand what rock bottom feels like. It's different than hers, but I understand that. And Melissa McCarthy, like, sorry. I can't believe I said that on the podcast. But other than Gilmore Girls, I really think it's Melissa McCarthy's best role. I 100% think she deserved the Oscar nomination for her character Megan, just for the part where Annie and Megan meet and she talks about falling off of a cruise ship and talking to a dolphin. And I know that sounds crazy, but like, I grew up in small towns, and you run into somebody in the grocery store and they tell you everything that's ever happened to them, expecting that you want to have that conversation. Yeah. So it's just, it's so great. And I love Annie's love interest, Rhodes. He's not like the typical hunky hunky man like John Hamm plays in that movie, but he's has so much heart, and he's so funny, and he's charming. And, of course, I love how it focuses on the female friendships. It's just such a solid movie, and I love it. And please don't tell me you hate it.
No, I actually haven't seen it, believe it or not. So I know. I guess we need to get on that.
Well, it's very – you don't watch R-rated movies, correct?
I do. I'm careful about – you know, like, I pick them carefully, I guess. And so that's probably the reason why I haven't watched it.
Fast forward through the first 5 minutes.
Okay.
Because that's like very inappropriate, but it really does set up the character and for her to be able to grow. But it's such a solid movie, and I love it. That's so awesome. There we go. That's my number one.
Woo! Good. All right, Sam, what about you? What's your number one?
So you guys may disagree with this because I haven't heard one person even say this movie title. So
okay.
I'm a little nervous. But my number one is The Proposal.
Oh, I
Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock. Yeah. Dude, yeah. First off, the two of them are, you know, two of my favorite actors, so they do no wrong in my book.
Okay.
But I also love Betty White, and she's the one that actually makes this movie for me, where she's, you know, thanking the spirits that they brought these two together, and she's out chanting around the fire, and how she fakes a heart attack in order to get him to go chase her. The movie is just great. I laugh.
I really enjoy this one as well. I love when she's coming up and there's all the, like, what do they say? Like the witches at the elevator, you know, they're like narrating her path, you know, coming up, they're all getting ready. And, like, and there's a big age difference, but I think they still have pretty decent chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last Sandra Bullock romantic comedy we've gotten, unfortunately, for a
Is
long
it
time.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's a while ago.
I know. I want to tell her, like, you won your Oscar. Come back to us. Like, please. We miss you. She's doing, like, horror movies.
Years ago.
Bird Box and stuff like that now. I'm like, oh, do a romantic comedy. But, I think that one's a lot of fun. I do genuinely enjoy it. And
I really cared about them getting together. Mm-hmm. I liked them as a couple. Yeah.
Cause he's not a pushover.
I like that.
Yeah. And I do hate sort of the ice queen of business stereotype, but it's funny enough and she's just the best cause she's Sandra Bullock. So it works for me on that level too. So.
What I find funny about it is, so in the movie, she plays the Canadian that's being deported, but in real life, he's the Canadian.
Yeah, that's true. That's funny.
That is funny.
Well, very good. Well, let's go over our list really quick, our list. And if you're listening and you've seen any of these movies, then let us know. And also let us know your top five, put in the comments section or on Twitter. That would be really fun. Or you can send it to the feedback show. That could be really fun as well. So my list is Corpse Bride at number 5. Then I have My Best Friend's Wedding at 4. I have Crazy Rich Asians at 3. Father of the Bride at 2. And my Big Fat Greek Wedding at number 1. So Emma, what's your list again?
In my movie, my list, my movies you can't really watch with a child around, except for number 4. But number 5 is Meet the Parents. Number 4 is The Parent Trap. Number 3 is Sweet Home Alabama. Number 2 is I Love You, Man. And number 1 is Bridesmaids.
Very good. And Sam?
All right. So I marked out all the titles, so I'm trying to read through all my markings. So
I can tell you, I remember my face.
Serendipity was number 5. The Wedding Planner, number 4. Marrying Father Christmas, right? Yeah.
Yep.
I'm so sorry. The Philadelphia Story, and the one I didn't mark out, The Proposal.
Great.
Was number 1.
This has been really, really fun. Thank you so much for doing this, you guys. I really appreciate it. And Emma, where can people find you online?
You can find me on Instagram or Twitter at TheHollermark, and you can read my recaps and reviews at TheHollermark.com.
Great. And Sam, what about you?
On Twitter at HallmarkHubby.com. No, just Hallmark.
Yeah.
Right?
Hallmark Hubby, yeah, Twitter.
I always like it. Yeah. Every time I struggle. My wife was like, you really got to get that done because you have struggled every time she's asked me. It's just at Hallmark Hubby on Twitter.
It's very good. Yeah. I'll have that all in the description section. Make sure you guys check that out. Make sure you're following the podcast, all of our social media at Hallmarkies Pod. And if you're interested, please become a patron of the podcast. For only $2 a month, you can get exclusive content. You can support us. And then for $5, you can be part of our Facebook group, which is really fun. We talk about all opinions welcome about feature films and anything on Hallmark. So it's really fun. And then we also have our merch shirts, which are a lot of fun. You can get Emma's design that she did for the 10 Lives of Christmas, which is great. And so lots of fun stuff going on right now on the podcast. And you can follow me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. So check that out. And thanks you guys so much. I really enjoyed doing this. This was a fun group of movies to talk. Pretty diverse, really.
When they're like all different.
Yeah. For where you think wedding movies are all going to be kind of the same, but there's some diversity there. So anyway, it's been a lot of fun. And we will meet again next month. Talk top five, whatever we feel like talking about. It's going to be fun. So let us know your thoughts. And thanks again. And we will talk to you all later. Bye.
Bye.